Brian Besnick. I am a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service in Juneau.
Brian Besnick says he's wanted to be a weather forecaster since he was a kid.
I jokingly tell my sisters that I got my two forecasts right. When I was still going through high school, even younger, I told my one sister it was going to hail on her birthday, and it did. And then I told my next sister just after the hailstorm that she was going to get a blizzard on hers, and she got the blizzard. I've been aiming to be right since then.
He says that along with being fascinating, it's an important job.
Up here in Alaska, we've got a lot of weather-savvy people, but they still count on us to tell them when the really dangerous conditions are.
Besnick says his office is getting a lot of questions about the hot weather we've been having in Southeast this summer.
Over the last 10 or 12 years, where there's only been a couple of years where the summer has been this nice with the warmth and the extended dry coming with it.
He says forecasters are comparing it to the summer of 2004, which had similar conditions. When Besnick looks at weather, he sees understandable patterns. That's unlike many of us who just see extra tough days and bathing suit days. But this summer even has forecasters doing a bit of a double take.
Don't want to necessarily say it's unusual, but it sort of is, that we've had the weather patterns that have persisted for weeks on end.
Now to the marine layer. Think about the water of the Inside Passage and the air above it. A marine layer happens when the warm outer shell of an air mass is cooled by the chilly air coming off the water. Warm air rises and cold air sinks. So the rest of the warm air traps the cooled layer beneath it. In a nutshell, that's why marine layers appear thick and stuck on the water. This whole process comes down to pressure.
Generally, the larger and the longer areas of high pressure persist across an area, especially out over the Gulf, the more likely it is to build the marine layer that is either going to force the marine layer in through the inner channels and into the Wrangell-Petersburg area. Or if it's in the right spot, it will actually just form over the inner channels and then sort of spread its way on shore.
Besnick says the same conditions that spur the formation of marine layers are also good for making warm, sunny days.
We've had the areas of high pressure sort of anchored over the eastern Gulf. And that allows a lot of clear skies and a weak flow pattern across southeast Alaska.
That's why the marine layers were so common over the water while it was dry and hot on land. As we were wrapping up the interview, Besnick told me he had something for all of us down here in Wrangell.
It looks like our prolonged dry weather pattern is changing.
He predicted rain and cooler temperatures starting Thursday. And looking outside, I'd say he's right again. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.